Welcome to the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour, heard, like the big voice guy said, every Sunday right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, KSRO 1350. Been doing this for just over 20 years now. And, you know, we were talking about Jackson's show just celebrated 10 years. That's The Drive, which is on, what is he on, 3 to 6?
3 to 6, yes.
3 to 6 every weekday. And it's a fun show, great show. They do a lot of eclectic stuff. And it's been 10 years. And I remember David Glass signing off, you know, saying this is my last, and then Jackson came on.
You remember that.
I do. Yeah, I do remember that because you just told me. Yeah. But no, but I do. When I go back, I go, but that's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's the scary thing about it. 10 years is like, boom.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years from like now, I'll be really old.
Don't think about it.
No, don't even think about it. All right. But it happens so quickly. But congratulations to Steve and Mike DeWald, who's the great producer over there, does a fantastic job. I'm telling you, you know, behind every great man, you know, is a good producer, you know, and believe me, if Mike wasn't around, I don't think Jackson would be around, you know, because Mike is superb. But you were doing the board this last at the anniversary show. Huh?
Yeah, Friday they were at the Flamingo, I believe, and they had everybody there.
Yeah.
I mean, they had everybody. I just sat here and listened. And they made me hungry again. They were talking about the food they were eating. It's sort of like
did they give you anything? Oh, you were back
here. Yeah.
Oh, they wish you could have sent you a tray or something.
Yeah,
you
would think, huh?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, so but congratulations to Steve. So, 10 years is very cool. You know, it's kind of a very very eclectic, you know, programming. And but it's a lot of fun. It stays local too, which we like to see. Local programming is where it's at, and that brings us to our show, because we're local programming also.
Very local.
Yeah, very. Some would say crazy local, but it's local. But so the number of things going on in the community, you know, this is the kind of the mid-range, not really mid-range, but you probably got about 2 months left of this selling season before we get into the holidays. And you know, September, October are really nice months in Sonoma County, probably some of the best weather, right, Joe? I mean, some of the real, I mean, you have the crush going on, which just started last week, for all the grapes, and the colors will be changing, you know, come, you know, September, October. All the naked ladies have popped up. Have you seen all the naked ladies running around? Yes, he just thought of it. No, you would think I was thinking. Yeah. Real naked ladies? You're going, where the heck am I, for God's sake?
Yeah, right? Yeah, I thought you turned to the Jackson show.
Yes. Yeah, he probably sees naked ladies, visions of naked ladies. But naked ladies, I don't know the actual Latin name for the plant, but it's they call it naked ladies because on the top it has this very beautiful pink blossom, and then it's this long stem with nothing adorned to it at all. There's no branches. That's why it's called Naked Ladies. And you can always find it in older homes, probably homes that were built in the, you know, 20th century, 20s, 30s. It was very popular, I think, in the 40s also. So if you're going along and you see there's a vacant field and you see a bunch of naked ladies, chances are there was probably a house there at one time. You know, because people used to plant these around their houses because they're bulbs, and this time of the year they last for probably about, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, something like that. And but they're really, really pretty. So that's indicative of this time of the year. Every time I see naked ladies, I'm going, okay, here comes fall coming down the road, you know, and football season starts, all that good stuff.
Already again.
That's why that 10-year thing with Jackson was just like, boom, you know, here we go. And then, you know, in October, we're going to have the one-year anniversary of the firestorms of I was 17, so there'll be a lot of tributes going on about that. I may have something here on the show. I'm trying to see if I can finagle David Gooman to come down, who's the head of development and the assistant city manager. See if he can come into the air. Or maybe we'll tape him. If we can't get him here on a Sunday morning, maybe we'll tape him during the week sometime and chat about just where they're at today. As far as building permits, I saw him at the flower show, and they said they're just cranking out the permits for Coffee Park. I'd be curious to see just what's going on in the Fountain Grove Northeast area. I know there's a lot of building going on in the Larkfield area, Mark West Estates, that those homes in there. I guess there's a builder that's doing a lot of stuff there. But the prices, you know, I want to see what these prices are going to be for some of these properties, because that's really going to be very interesting. If I know they're building, they bought lots also, and they're speccing their houses. And I want to talk about, see if I can get some prices on those, because it'll be an indication of where that whole market's going over there. You know, a lot of the people who lost their homes are going to get, you know, they not only got their, hopefully they were insured and not underinsured, but by the time their house is built, they're going to be making some money on top of that. So it'll be really interesting to see how the numbers shake out. So you want to get a hold of us? You want to talk to us, do you? Give us a call at 636-1350. If you got any questions regarding any of my comments I've made in the past, or you've got a bone to pick with me, come on, bring it on, baby. No, just joking. Keep it civil. Keep it civil. 636-1350. 636-1350. Then also, you can also get a hold of me at listingdocs.com. At gmail.com, which is actually the nodumbquestion@gmail.com, which that's where that goes. So no dumb question, because in real estate, right, Joe, there are
no dumb questions.
Darn, see, he listens too. And sometimes you have producers that are just like Alex Stone used to be my producer here in the old, I mean, many, many years ago, when he was still in high school. Now he's a big shot of what, ABC?
Yes, ABC Radio. ABC. He was here for the fire, and yeah, he was up at the one in
Reading.
And he was comparing that fire, reminded him of what we went through.
Yeah, yeah. And Alex, he would sit here and he would like eat cold spaghetti while he was doing the show, and or cold pizza. He was always eating something that was cold, and you know, he was half asleep, and he came in on Sunday to do the show, and believe me, he didn't care about real estate at all. All he cared about was just going back to bed. But he was kind of fun. So it's good to have a guy who actually listens to me. And remember these
sometimes
things. Sometimes, yes, sometimes. Anyway, so give us a call, 636-1350. Come on and see me today. I'll be in an open house. I'm going to be over at 2417 Grace Drive. And that's kind of a unique property, folks. The lenders like to see a completed house when they make a loan. And this property doesn't have a kitchen. Somebody took the kitchen. Who took the kitchen? I don't know. Maybe they needed one. They took it anyway. So we understand the previous people that were in there, some tenants, decided that they would take it. So now it has, it's all taped. Electrical's taped. The plumbing is there. The gas line is there for the stove. All you got to do is come in and redo the flooring, put some cabinets in, countertops, boom, you got a kitchen again. So it's just begging for your style, for you to come in and do what you want to do with it. Unfortunately, most lenders say, sorry, we won't make a loan unless there's a kitchen. They're kind of funny about that. So you're going to either have to do, you know, maybe a hard money loan in the interim, put a kitchen in there, refinance, something like that, or pay cash. So I'll be over there today, 1 to 4 o'clock. Address is 2417 Grace Drive. It's about 1,300 and something square feet. Big lot, though, 8,275 square foot lot in the Grace Track. And it's the upper Grace Track, too. It's almost by East Foothill. If you go up the hill just past Norte as you go up Grace Drive. So it's like really up into the areas of Grace. It's not, you know, near Bryan Lane or down where the traffic is. So a very quiet, very nice, stable neighborhood, a great walking area, great schools. I mean, there's just so much going on about the Grace Track. the Grace track, named after the Grace Brothers Brewery, after the Grace family. And Mike Grace is still a brewer here in town. I think he's still active. I haven't seen Mike in a while. But, Mike, if you're out there, give us a call. Tell us why it's called Grace Track. 636-1350. Don't know if he listens to the show, but he's a great guy. The Grace Track is one of those areas like Town and Country, the Grace Track, that are just really, really established. The homes there, it's amazing how much these prices are going for with these homes. So I will be there today, 1 to 4 o'clock, 2417 Grace Drive, and come by and see me. We're going to take a break. When I come back, we're going to chat to somebody about the $1 million price range, how that's been doing. It was kind of like leading the market there for quite a while, but now it's kind of fallen back to earth like everything else did in July. And we'll see what August is looking like and some other goodies. Give us a call if you want, 636-1350, 636-1350. That's our hotline. Give us a call if you have any questions. We'll be right back after these words.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Kevin McCallum from the Press Democrat.
And they are Victoria Fleming, Dorothy Beatty, and Mary Watt. So that looks to be a very competitive and interesting race.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you 3 quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3, on KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning, once again, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, now in our 20th year. I had an open house yesterday on a Saturday, tried to stir things up a little bit, had changed the hours, 12 to 3, and I was out at 12789 Grayton Road, and listed price on that is $1,165,000, and I got to babysit the big dog who was there, and she was fine. But it's 3.5 acres, really a cool property. It's got a creek runs right through it. It's got a steel bridge, which is can withstand the weight of a fire truck, and also withstood the weight of a cement truck because they went up topside on the upper tier of the property. They cleared off about 0.5 acre, 0.75 acre of redwood trees some time ago, but this before my seller owned the property, and let in a lot of light. They were going to do a house up there and a barn, never got to it, but they did install a septic system. And then my client came along and put a big concrete pad in, has an outdoor covered pavilion area. Really cool, beautiful up in the redwoods. And the price on that is $1,165,000. So if you have anybody who's thinking about buying country property, the house itself was remodeled by the previous owner. It looks great. It could use a little bit of updating, but overall not too bad. It's about 1,500 square feet. But like I'm saying, it has that upper tier additional septic system, which was done with permits that you can come in and, do a nice little two-bedroom, ADU accessory dwelling unit have a great little weekend place you could go up to, rent out the house. I don't know about a vacation rental. You would have to check with the county on that to see if they would allow it. But, great property. So if you get anybody who wants to see a nice country property built in 1904, but you'd never know to look at it, Joe. I mean, it's a pretty, well, there, you can see that. That doesn't look like 1904, does it, huh? Not at all. And like all my properties are on Tour Factory. So if you want to see any of my properties, all my listings have virtual tours. And we try to use Vern Nelson as the man who takes our photos. I even use them on this Grace Track property, even though it was, you know, definitely kind of a fixer. His photos are just immensely better than mine. I mean, when he shoots it, he has certain ways, techniques where he can bring in the outdoors into the shot. So if you go to the Tour Factory and just look for Mike Kelly, and all my virtual tours are on there for all of my properties, so you can see what's going on. But like I said, today I'm going to be at 2417 Grace Drive, which is over there in the Grace Track. Now, also, you know, we just reduced the price on our property on Hexham, and you're probably getting tired of hearing me talk about this, but, you know, it's just one of those properties sometimes where, you know, the market is just kind of ignoring it. But now we're now at $699.5. We've come down from 765, so pretty good price reduction. And, you know, when you look at the price and the square footage, it's just so much. There's nothing that could touch it. It's 2,335 square feet, and it's $699.5. And if you look at what's going on in the marketplace, you can't get that kind of square footage. Now, granted, it needs some work, but it's in a fabulous area off of Franklin Park. The address is 1120 Hexham Avenue. And it's a kind of a mid-century meets California bungalow. But the grounds are beautiful. It's a really, you know, 10,000 square foot lot, which is almost a quarter of an acre, and has so much going for it. Separate detached garage, which would be very easy to convert to an ADU. So, if you're looking for, a property that you could perhaps maybe you're buying. You're moving down, you're a couple and you want a property, but maybe you'll need a caregiver in the years to come. This property would just work so well for that because it has the original California bungalow attached to the back of this house. I mean, pretty much the kitchen is there, two bedrooms, a big living room, so you could easily convert that to, one-bedroom studio, a big studio, and probably, you know, get $1,500 to $1,800 bucks a month for it, or you could, you know, put a door between the house and that area, and it'd be perfect for a caregiver. And like I said, the garage would lend itself very well, you know, to having maybe an ADU out front, because you don't need covered parking anymore, as the city of Santa Rosa eliminated that in favor of the ADUs. And when we try to get David Gouin in here, we'll chat more about the ADUs also. So that's fully available. And then also 535 Blackstone Court, great first-time homebuyer house, 529, about 1,150 square feet, cul-de-sac lot, so it's got a lot going for it, single family. That's vacant. You can see that anytime you want. And then let's see the Grace Track. What else we got going on here? Oh, then the one obviously Monterey, where I was last week. That was a lot of fun. What a beautiful site. This property has this immense deck, 40 by 40 foot deck. And it's got its own shed on the deck. I mean, it's just, and I was up there Sunday, and it was a beautiful day. And I was sitting upstairs, and people would come up, and, you know, it's got the garage down below, then the bedrooms and a family room on the second level, and then a kitchen and everything up on the third level. And it's got these beautiful decks up there. So it was like being in a tree fort. So that price on that is been reduced down to $795. So great opportunity to be up at Northwoods. I mean, if you got a golf cart, Joe, I mean, it's just like, it's literally 2 minutes, 2 minutes to the first tee. I mean, you know, it's just like, boom, you're right there, you know. And then a great restaurant there at Northwoods, and there's all sorts of little shops around there. And so very, very cool. And just a ton of bedrooms, five bedrooms, family room. It's a great family house, great vacation house for somebody. The price on that, like I said, is $795. So, all right, so that'll do it for my properties. Okay, let's look at the million-dollar price range. Now, you know, last week we chatted about, and I got to set this up a little bit. Last week we chatted about the lot sales. You know, and we have the Northwest area, then you have the Northeast area. The Northwest, obviously, was Coffee Park. And currently right now there's about 17 lots for sale in Coffee Park. And there's been about 97 sales, okay, of lots in that area. So about 97 folks are not going to rebuild in Coffee Park. They've either sold it to a developer, sold it to, you know, who knows. And those lots will be built out probably. Some are being built out now. But when you look at, so the actives on that is like 17 lots that are available right now. But if you look in the Northeast area, and I have, let's see, one, two. So there's 3.5 pages. So there's 174, 10 times as many lots for sale in the Northeast area. There's currently about 33 in escrow. So that's about a 5-month supply of inventory. The lot sales are just not, you know, taken off too much. But the solds up in the Northeast area, you know, have definitely, you know, started to accumulate about 232. So here we're going on about 10 months into after the fires. So you've got about, you know, 247 lots approximately that have sold up there. So a lot of those people in the Northeast area were looking for different properties than, say, a lot of the people over the Northwest. The Northwest, you know, area, those homes were in the 400 to 600 range normally over there in the Northwest in the Coffee Park area, maybe 650. It'll be really interesting, like I said, to see what happens after they're rebuilt, what the costs are going to be. Some people are saying $750 to $850, which is going to be a kind of wild price. But the Northeast area, now remember, the Northeast area includes all of Fountain Grove. It includes Reedley Valley. It includes Marquess Estates, Larkfield, you know, Wickip area. And then it also keeps going right up Marquess area. So you have some very, you know, high-priced properties there. Linda Lane, you know, Reedley Road, that whole area through there. The foothills was dramatically impacted also. And those are all really, you know, million-dollar-plus properties. And the lots are selling, and on that area, anywhere from like $250,000 to $500,000, $600,000. Some are much, much higher. So the question I had, and I brought it up just recently, or just a little bit last week, was, okay, if we look at the sales of the million-dollar price range per month, and then you look at, okay, how many people are selling their lots and have sold their lots, you know, I'm trying to get, you know, and unfortunately in our MLS, it doesn't really track where those people went to. So now those people could have done any number of things. They could have moved out of the area, sold their lot. They could have moved down, okay, because that's what they were going to do anyway. Or they could have moved, say, laterally where their price point was before. All right, so we're going to take a break and go to the news, and then we'll come back and kind of discuss that and then take a look at the million-dollar price range, because it was surging for months, but now it's just, boom, dropped down to earth like the rest of the market. So we'll take a break for the news and come right back after these words.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Hours after a 6-plus magnitude earthquake caused landslides and damaged buildings in the Indonesian tourist island Lombok, another stronger quake, 6.9 magnitude, say U.S. geologists. No reports of damage or injuries, but as Haim Feder puts it, who works for an organization helping kids on Lombok,
the whole island is is absolutely in shock, and we don't know what to do anymore.
Quake on Lombok earlier this month killed over 400 people. Rescued, according to a Norwegian Cruise Lines, a British woman who fell off the Norwegian Star off the coast of Croatia. She tells a reporter she was in the water for 10 hours. Do the North Koreans know they have to scrap their nuclear weapons? White House National Security Advisor John Bolton was asked that on ABC's This Week.
It's hard to believe they don't understand it. Secretary Pompeo has done extraordinary follow-up diplomacy after the Singapore meeting,
saying he followed proper protocol in reporting allegations of abuse by priests, despite a grand jury report saying otherwise. Pittsburgh Bishop David Zubik.
KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Warmer temperatures continue to start off the week. Today topping out at 85, 66 on the coast with sunny skies. Clear skies tonight, low 51, 52 on the shores. Blue skies for tomorrow at 83, 69 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, partly cloudy at 80 degrees, 67 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning once again, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. Come by and see me today, 1 to 4 o'clock. I'll be at 2417 Grace Drive. Just follow the signs, go to Bryden Lane, make a right on Grace, and just keep right on going up the hill, and you'll see my signs right out front of 2417 Grace. Does not have a kitchen, so if you have a, if you're a first-time home buyer with a loan and that's all you got, I would avoid this property because you will not be able to get in. There are some rehab loans that are out there. So check with your local lender to see just what they recommend. It would probably have to be hard money or a cash deal. Okay, I'll be there, like I said, from 1 to 4 o'clock, and the price on that is $649. Hopefully, I'll see you there. Also, I want to remind you of the Real Estate Hour blog, and it's the realestatehourblog.com, and I'm having some work on it. You know, Joe, I started using this company called Fiverr, you know, F-I-V-E-R, Fiverr.com, and it's basically virtual assistants. And it's kind of like there was another one called Elance I used to use, but you basically you're looking for something. Like I have this really big email distribution list I've used for years. It's like 2,700 realtors and agents, and I use it to get out information on my listings and to, you know, to alert the agents what's going on. And we have a what we call our have want list of people's listings and their buyer needs and this kind of thing. We send that out to everybody. And top producer told me, well, you cannot send anything more than 500, you know, emails at a time, or we're going to spam you. We're going to say you can't do that. So I went on Fiverr, and I had to have somebody go into my contact management program and go through my email list and break them all down, you know, into like, and I just played safe and said each one should only be 495 emails and names. And I put it out there, and this guy, I cannot pronounce his name, he's in Bangladesh somewhere. But the I had another thing I wanted to do before that as a test. I had about 180 emails, which I have for my Great Road property, people who have an interest in a similar property. So I sent those to him, and it was $20. He charged me, I'll do this for $20. And it literally took him 15 minutes. So now my biggest complaint has been that You know, I know people who pay people $2 to $3 an hour, you know, with these virtual tours. And I didn't want to do that. But I figured this guy, he charged me $20. It took him not even 15 minutes to do it. All right. So that's $80 an hour. That ain't bad, you know. And then so then I said, okay, this kid's really good, man. So I went back to him. I said, okay, here's what I want you to do. And he goes, no problem. And so he gets in there and he cranks this thing out. And I probably took him maybe another half an hour and I paid him $60 for that. Now, if I had to do it, number one, I'm not going to do it because it's you know, my time is much, yes, way over my head. And my time is much more valuable than me sitting around on my computer filibustering with this stuff. And I had to, if I had to hire an assistant, I'd have to train her and show her how to do it, or he had to do it, whatever, all this stuff. And this guy, man, he got in there and bam, got it done, like, you know, in 30, and I paid him $60 for it, which I will do all day long. I mean, that's incredible. So I didn't even know where I'm going there. Anyway, the reason, because I was trying to work on my WordPress blog, which is the realestatehourblog.com. That is a WordPress website. And WordPress is pretty easy to use, except it has these anomalies in it, which goes over my head completely. So there's certain things I wanted to do. And he says, I can do that for you, no problem. So I'll tell you how it shakes out the next four days. But if you go to the blog, you're going to still see the picture of Allison and I together. Okay, in that thing. You go, oh, there's Allison, you know, and I've been trying to change that for months and I can't figure out how to do it. So now I think I'm going to use these guys at Fiverr. So anyway, but I want you to go to the blog because I have a number of posts on there. And the latest one is the 1 million plus market coming back to Earth. Now, to give you some history, and that's why I bring up the lot sales, because I think a lot of those lot sales equated to, you know, million plus property purchases. And there was a time, especially in June, I ran the numbers and sales were off like 20%, but sales in the $1 million price point were up 20%. That's a 40% spread, big number. And, you know, the median price was up and all this kind of good stuff. Our median home price, guys, was going like at double digits for the last 4 or 5 years. Well, back in July, when July hit, boom, it came down to 3%. It only went up 3%, dropped from a record price of 705 down to like 653, only went up like 3%. And if you go to the realestatehourblog.com, you're going to be able to see both of those posts, one I made for, you know, the overall mark, and then one I made just for the $1 million price range. But they were like surging, you know, median price was going up and all that stuff. Well, they've all kind of dropped back to earth. So, and that has to do with the July sales, because July sales just sucked. And the big thing was the actual sales themselves. You know, we had 99 sales in June, but it dropped to 72 in July. So that's a significant drop off. And we're seeing the same thing in the overall marketplace where, you know, before the $1 million plus range was kind of leading the pack in that regard, really, you know, and I think it was totally driven by the need for these fire victims in that Northeast area to get a, you know, property very similar to what they had before, or if not, they have the money where they can come in, buy it, and then rehab it. And that's exactly what happened with that listing I had on Briarfield Court. It was listed for $1 million. What was it? I think it was $1,195,000, and then we eventually, I think, sold it for $1,135,000. But those people are going to come in and have Christofferson go in and totally rehab the property. So they're going to have this beautiful redone house when they're finished. It'll probably cost, I don't know, $300,000 or $400,000 to have that happen. But when you look at what they lost in the fire, they're going to have, you know, mature landscaping. You know, you're not going to look around and see a bunch of burnt out trees and a construction zone. And, you know, and that's something we have to get through for those homes to be rebuilt up there. And it's a big commitment for a lot of people. I mean, If you're going to be rebuilding in Fountain Grove, you're going to have to put up with a lot of crap for the next, like, you know, 2 or 3 to 4 years. And a lot of that's going to be trucks in the area, traffic, construction traffic, noise, hammers. I mean, you know, God knows what, you know, you sound you hear in a construction site, because it's going to be that way for a long time. And, you know, you just can't build a custom home the way you can build a production housing. Whereas in Coffee Park, it's all flat and level. You can come in, pour your foundations, you know, 10, 15, 20 at a time, and then you can, you know, get to work on the properties. You can knock them out a heck of a lot quicker than you can a custom home, where maybe a top custom guy can maybe do 7 or 9 houses, 10 houses maybe a year. So that's a lot of properties up there. And there's just not that many, you know, good custom builders running around. So it'll be really interesting. I've been talking to a couple who have a property up in the northeast area, up by Linda Lane and Reebley Road up there, and they're probably going to put their property on the market. It was a rental they had for years, but they had bought it, you know, many, many years ago. It had nice tenants in the property, but they'd lost it during the fire. So they're looking at, you know, boy, you know, they're probably in their, you know, mid-70s, and they're thinking, I don't know if we really want to do this. And I think they've, you know, they're just maintaining the lot itself, a vacant lot, you know, in today's very acutely monitored, you know, fire areas. You got to make sure the weeds are knocked down and everything else, and they're kind of go, you know, enough of this. I mean, let's get rid of this lot. So they'll probably be putting that on the market, and we're seeing a lot of that. People are just going, geez, and then you got to get the lot. You know, you have to have a soils engineer come out and tell you what you got, if you can do what you had before, especially older properties like you had in the Marquest area. A lot of those properties are 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, 60 years old. You have septic systems, which, you know, probably have beyond their life as it is. Well, now they're going to put a brand new house on it, and the county's going, okay, wait, let's make sure this thing's working. You know, and doing a lot of country property, you find out that, you know, septic systems are a finite object, guys. They do not last, you know, for a real long time. And especially, you know, Larkfield Wickiup, they had these little septic systems on these little lots, like 6,000 square foot lot, you got a septic system. You know, and I got news for you. It's, you know, it's probably not working very well. So a lot of those are going to be, you know, put on the sewer, which I think is a great move to do. If you could make any upgrade to your property, if you're in the county and you get a chance to hook up the sewer, do it. Okay. You know, it's a lot easier to control your well than it is a aging septic system, which has all sorts of, you know, issues regarding, you know, the effluent, where it's going and what it's getting into and all this kind of good stuff. So the $1 million price range, like I said, it's definitely taken a hit. You know, when you look at the medium home price, you know, this, like I said, the sales, you know, things have definitely cooled. The medium home price, you know, actually was just up, you know, actually was down, excuse me, -2%. And a lot of that is why the medium home price dropped in the county last month, because the action is now lower. So remember, the medium home price is kind of the halfway point between the marketplace. So if I tell you the medium home price is $650, that means that half the market's above it, half the market's below it. And this has to do with the sales. So if it starts dropping, then the action is in the lower portion, which is good. That means there's a, you know, a lot more, you know, first-time home buyers maybe coming into the marketplace. And but it also could be all those people who lost their houses, they're saying, look, we're going to move down. You know, we're gonna buy, you know, half of what we had before, or we're gonna look at a 2-bedroom, 1-bath house. We don't care, single level. We're tired of a big 3,600 square foot house in Fountain Grove. We got our cash, we got our money. We're gonna save money. We can put a whole bunch of money in the bank. You know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, I think a lot of people are looking at doing that. So we'll take a break and come back and explore more about the $1 million market price point and my ramblings. but I want you to go to the realestatehourblog.com, the realestatehourblog.com. blog.com. I've got a number of posts on there for the market. Plus, there's a whole bunch of great body of posts on there on all sorts of subjects that you can take a look at, all right? So we'll take a break and come back. More with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
James Clapper, James Comey, Michael Hayden, Sally Yates, Susan Rice, Andrew McCabe, folks who may have their security clearance revoked as well.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour, mornings on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back in the morning. Mike Kelly is the Real Estate Hour, where Joe and I are gearing up for college football. So I know you guys just love when we talk about college football. We usually just talk about the big blowout of the week, and it's kind of hilarious what the scores are. But we will be starting that in a couple of weeks because they'll be playing. We're just looking where Cal and Stanford are going to be and all that good stuff. And who does Alabama play first?
Louisville. Yeah, and they're not in the top 25. That was
so that could be one of those, like, you know, 56
that was a headline game kind of maybe last year or the year before. Yeah, but yeah. Louisville lost their star quarterback. He went to the NFL, and but again, Alabama's on national TV.
Well, who's that one guy? I was heard this one kid who decided it was a Stanford or Cal to come back for his senior year.
Stanford.
It was a Stanford, yeah, because he was like...
I think that's the running back.
Yeah, the running back.
And he was hurt all of last year.
Yeah.
And he still came in third in the Heisman Trophy.
Right.
They were saying he got criticized a couple weeks ago.
What for?
Pac-12 had their media day.
Yeah.
And he had finals to do. So he went to the finals instead, and a reporter...
Are you kidding me?
A reporter complained.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sitting there going, oh, my Lord.
You know, come on, you guys. Yeah, give the guy a break. But the kids, that's why he's really a smart kid. He's like, I forget, his major is biology.
He goes to Stanford, and unlike other colleges, you actually have to go to classes at Stanford.
Yeah, and you have to qualify to get in there.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's a smart kid. He's a biology major, too. So he wants to get his degree. You know, and I always like those kids that go, yeah. I'm gonna get my degree because in professional football, you could be, you know, 3 years into it and you have a knee and you're out. You know, so.
And we're talking about Bryce Love.
Bryce Love, the runner. Yeah. So give him a break. So he'll be fun to watch. Okay. So, and we'll be doing that in a couple of weeks. So don't worry about it. We're not gonna talk about it now. We just did, actually. So anyway, so we're talking about the $1 million. Price segment of the marketplace and how it was doing just, you know, hunky-dory, thank you very much. And, you know, and a lot of people are saying, so why do we care about that? Well, I think, you know, when you look at the overall health of the marketplace, it's really interesting to see what that price segment is doing post-fire, because that really, shows that people are either going to stay here, they're buying here, They have fled the area. I wish our MLS was a little more robust and where they actually had like a debriefing of every sale, because I'm kind of, you know, a junkie when it comes to finding out why did people do what they did, where did they go, you know, how, you know, where are they coming from, because it helps us market it, and it also would solve a lot of the questions we have with the fire victims. So weak sales are pretty much kind of the thing right now, even in that $1 million price range. When you look at the, and that's kind of like the overall market, but it was down in July. Okay. They were off, what's it about 8%, they were down. So, and the thing is that, you know, May and June looked okay. And then boy, July just, you know, for some reason just fell off like a stone, throughout the overall market, plus the $1 million range. When you look at what's going on with the days on the market and the month supply of inventory, that's still pretty robust, because, you know, we don't really have in this price point the listing stacking up too much. It was going along very well. You know, it was charging up, but even that's starting to fall off now. But with the overall market, the days on the market itself, okay, is definitely coming down, but the month supply of inventory is starting to rise because of the lack of sales. We heard a lot of people at the California Association of Realtors were going on and on and on about, hey, look, inventory is finally increasing. Well, that's because the sales are so crappy. So if you have bad sales and you have listings that are coming on, which they do all the time anyway, but they're not being, you know, snapped up by buyers, they're going to start languishing on the marketplace. And I think, and I have some of these listings that need to have, you know, offers brought in that are what the market will bear. And I think a lot of agents, unfortunately, get into a point where they're kind of almost frozen and are afraid to bring in an offer, which they, you know, which is under asking, all right? And I've had this conversation with people. I go, why didn't you just bring me an offer? Well, but it would have to be this. I'm going, so why didn't you bring it? Well, I mean, and they don't really have any defense. It's just like I said, what's wrong with you people? Just write the darn offer. You know, I mean, that's what we do, guys. You know, we're realtors and we like to make offers for our clients. And I tell all the new people out there that are looking to buy and they're just into the market, I said, look what's been on the market for 60, 90, you know, 120 days. There is a listing I made an offer on recently that had been on the market for 120 days. And the agent, who's a really good agent, but he kind of bought into this whole thing justifying his price. And agents have a tendency to do that. They give a price and they go, well, you know, when we first put on the market, we had an offer, full price offer at that price. And, you know, then we had another offer that was, you know, that was pretty darn close to it also. Then we had an offer that was, you know, kind of close to it. And we had an offer they really should have taken. I go, okay, fine. But it's 120 days and you're on the market. What happened to those offers? Well, they never were accepted. They fell apart. I go, really? So why would you use those like as a way to justify your price? You know, we don't do that in real estate. We go by sold listings. You know, and so it's kind of like, you know, look, you've been on the market for 125 days or 130 days. You haven't sold. You haven't reduced your price. So that tells me that your sellers are just, you know, unrealistic. And, you know, and I've been on both sides of that fence. And, but you need to make sure that you can get those prices down and just look at the market and say, you know, folks, when I spoke with you 4 months ago, when we listed this property, it was a different market. And it was 4 months ago. You know, so now, you know, you could even argue like 2 months ago was different. So when I'm doing comparable sales now, I'm looking at stuff that's right away, that's going on. You know, I may only go back 30 days to try to find relative comps to what the market is doing now. You could go back 4 months, you could go back 6 months and justify your price, but you know, it's just not going to work in today's marketplace. You have to be really aware of price, because price is king right now. And if you don't have it priced right, guess what? You ain't going to sell your house. So you got to keep that in mind. So, you know, and so when you're figuring out your market analysis, and I'm telling folks nowadays that if you're going to be putting it on the spring, then I don't know why I'm even talking to you. You know, I mean, there's no reason to talk to you now. If you're going to be putting it on, you know, in the next month, sure, then let's have a conversation about price. But if we're looking at, you know, putting it on in the spring of next year, then it's an exercise in futility. Because who knows what the market will be like that, be like then. There could be all sorts of different things. I don't think the rates are going to do that much. You know, we keep hearing about the Fed wanting to do this and that kind of stuff, and we're not seeing it. Right now, the rates are still, you know, 4.75%, 5%, which, you know, relative to the overall marketplace that I've been in over my years, that's a steal. All right, but there's a lot of people who would say, well, I'm waiting for 3.5 again. Well, don't hold your breath. Okay, 3.5 is probably not going to be happening anytime soon. Inflation, there's just too much pressures in the overall marketplace. And the Fed's been pretty strict about saying, no, we're going to do this. Now, they've held off a little bit, but, you know, you want to, you know, keep apprised of what's going on. A good guy to read on a weekly basis is a gentleman named Lou Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, and he's based out of Colorado, but he writes kind of like for a national email audience, and he's got a pretty good handle on the marketplace. So if you just go to Lou Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S.com, or just search Lou Barnes in Google, he's a good guy to put on your reading list if you want to stay attuned to what's going on in the marketplace. And then Calculated Risk. It's a guy who called the market, you know, back in 2006, 2007. Pretty sharp, pretty smart guy. Does a lot of different things with the economy, but he really has a, you know, a focal point on real estate. And he uses, you know, Kay Schiller, CoreLogic. There's a lot of different websites he calls upon to kind of give out his takes on the market. So he's a good guy to get. You can go on and go to Calculated Risk and get on their email list. And then CoreLogic is one also you can get on to. They talk about defaults and everything. The great thing about this marketplace is, you know, they study, you know, the default rates, and they go up a little bit because of natural disasters. They went up in our area, the default rate, because of the fires. They did the same thing in Houston and in Florida when they had the hurricanes there. So it's something that you want to be aware of, but the overall rates for foreclosures are really at historic lows. So we're looking really good in that event. So a lot of the issues when you look at the real estate market and where it's going are not what we had back in 2007. And you've heard me talk about that ad infinitum forever. So come by and see me today, 2417 Grace Drive, 2417 Grace Drive, 1300 square feet, 649. I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock today. Hope to see you soon. I will not be here next week, but I think we'll probably have Keith Becker in studio with Joe, and that'll be a fun show.
So, don't have to worry about college football, though.
Yeah, no college football, no. So he'll be taking your calls on property management and some other issues. We'll see you not next Sunday. I'll see you the week after that. I'm going to Trinity and going fishing. Have a great week.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.